With the escalation of violence in Iraq, officials say that Saudi Arabia funds al-Qaeda members in the country. They also believe that relations with Riyadh is one of the most complicated issues for Baghdad. Meanwhile, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq Christopher Hill has said Riyadh is bankrolling al-Qaeda operatives to commit terrorist attack and incite sectarian violence there. The comments were part of secret communication with the U.S. State Department that appeared on the Guardian newspaper. Hill has also said that Riyadh hopes the violence could destabilize the government of Prime Minister Nour al-Maliki.
Precise evidence has been gathered regarding the intervention of the Saudi government or institutions within Saudi Arabia that were working very hard to destabilize the Iraqi government. And unfortunately, these efforts are still going on. These matters have been presented to our international friends who have some leverage on the the possibility of interfering within the Saudi government.
Some politicians say all the countries that have interests in the region are funding the militant groups in Iraq, and it's not only Saudi Arabia.
I think the Saudi politics about Iraq are still unclear, but what is certain is that there are many other countries supporting militants in Iraq.
While it's announced that the Iraqi Foreign Affairs Minister will visit Washington to meet with his counterpart John Kerry next week, analysts say Baghdad's foreign policies are not enough to ensure Iraq's security.
I think that the U.S. still have more evidence regarding Saudi Arabia's funding of al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq. Baghdad needs to be firm enough about this. Otherwise, they will continue to interfere in our affairs more.
Over 3,000 people have been killed in Iraq so far in 2013, making it the deadliest year since 2007.
Now, with the new revelations about the rule of Saudi Arabia and the violence, it remains to be seen what would be the policies of the Iraqi governments to stop the foreign intervention in the country. Bara Afif, Press TV, Baghdad.